of the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland. On the banks of the great Diamantina River in Queensland is the cattle station of Coolibar, owned by John Nettlefold, whose property stretches over an area of 1,500 square miles. Whilst he and his daughter Elizabeth were driving through the distant Emu Lake paddock, they were astonished to find an abandoned aeroplane. They found a girl in the front cockpit, but although she was apparently conscious, she was unable to speak or move. They decided to take her back to the homestead and to telephone for Dr. Knowles in Golden Dawn. The car has just pulled up outside the house, and Hetty Brown, the housekeeper, goes out to meet them.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Nettlefold. I'm so glad to see you back.
Hello, Hetty.
What's the matter, Hetty? You look quite flustered.
Well, it's like this, Miss Elizabeth. Sergeant Cox has just rung up from Golden Dawn, and he wanted to speak to you, sir. Most particular.
What was it? Did he leave a message?
Yes, sir. He said that an aeroplane had been stolen last night from Captain Lovacre's air circus in town. And very worried he was about it all. He seemed to think we might have heard it flying over the house.
An aeroplane? Why, Father, that must be the one we found.
I told him we hadn't heard nothing, seeing as how we're all such heavy sleepers. Why, Miss Elizabeth, who's that in the car? Not a visitor, surely.
Yes, a visitor, Hetty. An unexpected one.
She's very ill, Hetty. We'll have to put her to bed straight away. Come and give us a hand to carry it, will you?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, the poor girl. She does look ill. I suppose she's all right.
No, she's not all right. You take her arms. I've got her legs.
Yes, Mr. Nettlefold.
Right.
I've got her.
Now then. Now, let's carry her carefully to the house. Elizabeth, go ahead and open the door, will you?
Hello. Golden Dawn Police Station here.
Is that you, Sergeant Cox?
Yes, speaking.
This is Nettlefold here.
Oh, yes, Mr. Nettlefold.
I understand an aeroplane belonging to the Flying Circus was stolen last night.
That's right, sir.
Was it a red monoplane?
Yes, that's it. Have you seen it?
Yes, it came down in one of my paddocks.
Good. Have you got the fellow who stole it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Good heavens, Mr. Nettlefold, you must know whether you've got the thief or not.
No, I don't. There was a girl in the front cockpit. The rear one was empty.
Indeed. And the pilot must have left the plane.
No, I don't think so. There were no footprints in the sand.
Well, that's very strange. What time of the day did you find the plane?
In the afternoon, about 1 o'clock.
Well, it's a very peculiar business, Mr. Nettlefold. Now, this aeroplane was stolen about 1:30 this morning. We heard it flying over the town. Now, this flying circus has been in Golden Dawn for 3 days. It's run by a Captain Lovacre.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got 2 planes. This monoplane and a bigger one, a de Havilland passenger machine, in which he's been taking up trippers. Now, last night, these 2 planes were parked just behind the hotel. And at 1:40 this morning, everyone was woken up by the roar of an engine overhead. And by the way, this girl you spoke of, who is she?
I don't know.
Good heavens, Mr. Nettlefold, what do you mean, you don't know? Hasn't she got a tongue?
She's pretty sick. We can't make her speak. I've an idea she's drugged. She's completely paralyzed.
Well, I'd better send a doctor over then.
Yes, I was going to telephone to Dr. Knowles. Do you think he'd fly over to Coolibar tonight? It'll only be dark for another couple of hours.
Oh, yes, he'll fly over all right, mad devil. Nothing would stop him if he felt inclined. It's a marvel he's still alive.
Can you get him to come our way straight away?
Yes, and I'll come with him. I'm not very keen on risking my life in his plane, but after all, duty's duty.
Let's hope he's a better doctor than he's a pilot. Anyway, he'll be able to patch you up if you do crash.
Thanks very much, sir. You're very sympathetic.
We'll put you both up for the night, and in the morning I'll take you to look at the plane.
Good.
Nothing else?
No, not for the moment. Thanks very much for ringing, Mr. Nettlefold. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sergeant.
Well, I'm blessed. A girl. Now, who the devil could that be?
Good night, Sergeant.
Oh, hello, Constable Lovett. You're the very man I want to see. I'm leaving by plane for Coolabah this evening, and I want you to take over until I return.
Very good, Sergeant.
There'll be nothing to do. There never is in Golden Dawn.
How about this stolen plane?
Oh, that's been found. Mr. Nettlefold has just rung up to say it came down on Coolabah.
Oh, that's fine. You're going out to bring back the thief, I suppose, Sergeant.
Well, it's no good you supposing anything of the sort. There's a strange woman been found in it. I understand she's been injured. You know any woman round here who can fly an aeroplane?
No, I don't, Sergeant. There isn't one.
No, I didn't think you would. Well, I don't know one either. Who's in town now of any importance?
Oh, there's Mr. Kane of Tintaroo. That's all, I think. The Greystones have gone.
Mm.
So have the Olivers of Windy Creek.
Oh, the Olivers, eh? How about that young fellow, Owen Oliver? Oh, he's been very much in evidence about town recently.
He left with his father 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah. Well, I don't know who this girl can be. Well, that's all of it. Keep in touch with the office as much as possible. I may want you on the phone.
All right, Sergeant.
Ah, hello, Lovett. I thought I'd find you outside the hotel. Many people inside?
No, Sergeant.
It's after closing time, you know. It's time Mrs. Chambers closed the door.
Yes, Sergeant. She's doing it now. She's always fairly prompt to close if I stand outside.
Is Dr. Knowles inside?
No, Sergeant.
Is Captain Lovaker then?
No, they left together about half an hour ago. Mm.
Dr. Knowles been drinking much?
Well, I wouldn't really like to say one way or the other.
Oh, come along now, Lovett. We both know the doctor well enough.
Well, yes, Sergeant.
Good. That's all I wanted to know. He's a much better pilot when he's had a few. I suppose they've gone along to Knowles' house, eh?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Hello. Who's the man over there in the post office?
Talking to Burl Saunders? With his back to us?
Yeah.
That's Mr. John Kane.
Oh, yes, so it is. What's he doing talking to the telephone operator?
Oh, I couldn't say, Sergeant. He always goes in and has a yarn with her when he's in town.
Really? Do you know anything about the girl?
Not much. There's usually 2 or 3 of the local lads hanging round her.
Yes, yes, I know that. Now, what do you think of her yourself, Lovett?
Oh, well, I've never had much to do with her, Sergeant. She's not a bad looker. Dresses well.
She uses too much powder and paint. I never trust that type.
Oh, I think she's all right, Sergeant. She's got a pretty good opinion of herself.
Yeah, so would you if you had wealthy squatters running after you.
Me, Sergeant?
Oh, you know what I mean, Lovett. Don't be a fool. Now, you go in and tell Mrs. Chambers it's time she closed up.
Yes, Sergeant.
And keep your eyes skinned for strangers in town tonight.
Fill your glass, Lovacre.
Thanks, Knowles, I will.
You really make a good living out of this flying circus affair?
Oh, pretty fair, you know. There are always plenty of mugs ready to pay 10 bob for a few minutes in the air. I don't stunt much, of course.
Landing grounds are perfectly appalling round Golden Dawn. I expect you found that out for yourself.
I certainly have. Jove, I'd like to get hold of that cove that stole my bus.
Yeah, that was a darn strange affair. I didn't know there was anyone around here who knew how to pilot a plane.
Except yourself, of course.
You don't think I took it, do you?
I wouldn't put it past you, knowing your reputation.
Thanks. Believe me, old boy, I do quite enough flying as it is.
Flying doctor's job's a good deal tougher than mine, I expect.
Oh, yes, I have to go up in all kinds of weather. You know, it's a very strange thing how people always pick on a spell of bad weather to get sick. Nobody would ever dream of breaking a leg unless there was a first-class thunderstorm going on. And the last three women I've attended have all had babies in a 70-mile-an-hour headwind.
Well, I suppose I'm luckier than you are. I can't get a passenger to go up unless it's a calm day.
Oh, come in. Hello, it's you, Sergeant.
Good night, Doctor. Good night, Captain LaVega.
Good night,
Sergeant. Take a chair, Sergeant. What can we do for you?
You got any news about my bus?
Yes, it's been found.
Oh, that's fine. Where?
In a paddock on Coolibar Station. Exactly 184 miles from here.
Do you know who took it?
No. A girl was found, and it's strapped in the front cockpit. That's all. She's quite paralyzed, and Nettlefold thinks she's been drugged.
Oh, Joe. This looks like a job for a doctor.
Is my plane damaged?
Oh, to the devil with your plane, LaVega. A girl's more important. What are we going to do, Sergeant?
We're going to fly to Coolabar tonight. They've taken the girl to the homestead. Does that suit you?
Oh, yes, I suppose so. It'll be dark before long, though.
Oh, we'll get there before the light fails if we start straight away.
My dear chap, I'm far too sober to fly at present.
Well, you'd better do something about it quickly. I want to start in half an hour. Queer fellow, this doctor of ours, Captain LaVega. Says he can't fly unless he's filled himself up with whiskey.
It's a fact. Ever heard of a plane flying without petrol?
He's not far wrong either, Sergeant.
Well, rubbish. I don't believe it. It's just a convenient excuse, that's all.
If you knew anything about the Air Force during the Great War, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, that's all very well. But so far as I know, there's no war around Golden Dawn at present.
Have a drink, Sergeant.
No, thanks. But if you're going to take on more fuel, you'd better do it quickly.
Help yourself, LaVega. Where do we land, Sergeant?
Well, Nettleford says there's a level stretch half a mile north of the homestead. He'll be waiting for us in his car.
Look here, Sergeant, I'd like to come along, too. I want to have a look at my bus. Could I land my de Havilland there as well?
Oh, I wouldn't advise it. It's not a prepared ground, you know, and your machine is pretty heavy.
Yes, I don't want to take any risks with this one.
Well, I'd suggest you fly straight to Emu Lake first thing in the morning. That's where your other plane is.
All right.
I'll be driving out there tomorrow with Nettlefold. Then we can bring you back to the homestead. Is your bag packed, Knowles?
Yes, I always keep one ready for emergencies.
Good. Well, we'll start right away.
Just a moment. There's another drop in the bottle.
Oh, come along, Knowles. There's no time to waste.
See you at Emu Lake in the morning, Sergeant.
Yes, I'll bring you up from Coolibar tonight and give you some more accurate directions.
Swainer, thanks.
Oh, yes, just one other thing. Might I ask you not to mention the discovery of your plane? I want to keep it quiet until I know more of the details.
All right, I won't say a word, Sergeant.
Good man.
You'd better climb into the plane. Knowles is all ready. He looks sober enough now.
Yes, he may look it, and I hope to goodness he's not, though. We're certain to have a crash if he is.
Well, I hope you'll have an enjoyable flight.
I'm quite sure I won't. The fellow's as mad as they make him. He'll probably try to take the roofs off all the houses on the way. He usually does, I believe.
Can I give you a leg up?
No, I'm right, thanks.
Good. All right, Knowles.
What?
Off you go, then.